Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's EJ and Ellen, and thanks for joining us here at KMBZ.com.
And on Friday mornings, you'll always meet our person of the week. And here he is.
Our person of the week is about to graduate from college.
They yell, class dismissed, and the hats go up in the air. And then, you know, it's finally a feeling that you have accomplished it and that you finally made it out.
You made it out, but when you graduate from this storied institution, you go right back in.
Cadet Kellen Mahood, I study now at the United States Military Academy at West Point. After West Point, I'll be an armor officer in the Army, a second lieutenant, and go down for more training at Fort Benning, Georgia.
What does that mean, an armor officer?
Armor officer, yeah.
So you'll be the top guy in the tank?
Right, yeah, I'll be a platoon leader for a platoon of tanks.
Does that mean you're in the front tank or the back tank?
That'd be the front tank.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does that worry you, scare you?
No.
He's not wearing fatigues or a dress uniform, but for the fact he's standing just a little straighter than most people do, he looks and seems like a regular college kid.
Kellen Mahood grew up in Overland Park, went to Blue Valley North.
So you're a freshman in high school. Are you always thinking, I want to go to West Point?
No, I actually wasn't. My grandfather had showed me a book about the Naval Academy, and so that's kind of the first introduction I had to the service academies.
Little research, little soul searching, and he decided West Point would be best.
Thing is, you can't just decide to go to one of the service academies. It's not just, I apply to West Point and I go. You have to be appointed.
Right.
What's that process like?
It is a very long process. You get a nomination from a congressman or a senator, and then from there you apply to the school, and then each congressman and senator can have up to 5 cadets at each service academy.
We've worked hard at taking the politics or any personal preference out of the equation, and to make sure that we nominate the most highly qualified, deserving young men and women in Kansas.
Senator Jerry Moran has a committee of educators, military members, both active and retired, Academy graduates, and parents who interview candidates.
They make a recommendation, and the senator meets with the nominees before he decides.
The fact that he is an Eagle Scout, that always stands out for me. It highlights a longtime commitment toward excellence and toward character. Kellen was at the top of the list. My committee recommended that, and I accepted that suggestion, and we're delighted to know that he's still doing so well.
Appointment?
Check.
Accepted?
Check.
Now, time to fall in.
What makes the military academy so different from our college experiences? We'll find out next. President Dwight D. Eisenhower.
General Douglas MacArthur.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Coach K.
And in a few weeks, we'll add Kellen Mahood to that list of famous graduates of West Point. And we can't talk about a graduating cadet without talking about what has to have made for some of his best memories.
Talk about the Army-Navy game.
Right, 2 wins in a row. Big time.
No, what? I get it. But what's it like? Do you have to go to the Army-Navy game?
It is mandatory. Both schools march onto the field, you know, do a little chant, and then the game starts and you're watching. And it is a huge deal. A lot of people say, you know, if the football team loses every game but beats Navy at the end of the year, then it's a successful season.
And it's not just Army-Navy. Home games are mandatory, too, with guards posted at each living unit to make sure nobody skips the games.
Mandatory football attendance is just one way the service academies differ from the average college experience. Actually, the differences are pretty obvious from day one.
It starts out with a 7-week cadet basic training, and then from there you go into the school year and you're still what we call plebes. And so you're responsible for, you know, taking out the trash, doing the laundry and all sorts of like these, you know, basic tasks. Then you can move on and that attention to detail will grow, and then you can do the bigger things right.
Sounds intense, and it doesn't let up.
We usually wake up either at 5:20 or 6:30 in the morning. The latest you could wake up to make it to morning formation. So we have formation, breakfast, and then first class starts at 7:30.
Did you thrive in this, or did you think, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into?
There was definitely times when I thought, you know, what did I get myself into? But overall, you get to know people really well, and those friends that you make over the journey, they help you get through.
What do you think is the thing about going to West Point, the going to a service academy, that would surprise us the most?
Time off. I only spend about 2 weeks at home out of every year. The summers aren't really summers at West Point, and we have training all year round.
And a huge part of that year-round training isn't about academics.
From the day you get there until the day you leave, the one consistent theme is leadership development. And every minute of free time you get, they will offer you the ability to refine your leadership abilities.
Tyler Reed, a local businessman and West Point grad, says you also learn another very important lesson.
You know, we had Rhodes Scholars in my class. We had sons of general officers, daughters of general officers, and everybody gets put in the same situations. And you learn humility, and it's a good lesson for every second lieutenant to learn prior to being commissioned.
When your parents introduce you, do they say, this is my son, he goes to West Point?
Yeah, they do. And it's something I've gotten used to.
What was it like when that envelope came and you opened it up and it said, you're in?
When I first got started into applying, I thought, man, there's no way that I'll get in, but if I do, I got to do it. It's such a cool opportunity. And so when I finally, you know, got the acceptance letter, I was just overjoyed. It was amazing.
Is there a lot of yelling?
Not as much as the movies portray. You know, everyone is there to study. When academics roll in, you know, August to May, We're in the mindset of school. And so at that point, it turns into like a normal college where, you know, everyone's studying and academics is really key.
What do the movies get right?
I think a lot of movies do a good job of portraying kind of the friendships and like the tight bonds that people make in the military.
Your best friend at West Point?
My best friend, his name is Eric. He's from Philadelphia. We've been together since the first day that I entered West Point.
What's Eric going to go on and do?
He's an infantry officer, and he's on his way to Ranger School.
You've got the chance to do it all over again. Do you go to a regular college, or you go back to a service academy?
I would definitely go back. I mean, the experiences that I've had, everything that I've been able to kind of soak up, I would not change anything about my decision.
And chicks dig the uniform.
That's what I hear.
If you know somebody who ought to be Person of the Week, would you let us know?
Send your suggestion to ellen@kmbz.com or ej@kmbz.com.
And we'll see you every weekday morning 5 to 10 on News 98.1 KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.